We are now with two peasants from Africa. We have Africa Mtombeni, which is the leader and the chairman of the Landless People's Movement in South Africa, member of La Via Campesina, and also Nomsa Kanjoma, which is a youth woman from Zimbabwe, member of ZIMSOF, also member of La Via Campesina. So you are talking to the audience of the Real World Radio, and I would like to know from you what have been the main changes for La Via Campesina since Maputo in what concerns the progress of the capital.
Yeah, what I can see is that the capital seem to have responded by strengthening its wings. We have seen its radical programs around land grabbing. They've taken much lands. They are also intensifying their mode of production. They are really in business. We have noted that they have even generated multiple crises. So really, the movement is faced with a monster here. That is my view. The capital has even strengthened its wings. So the movement is facing a bigger challenge anyway.
So what are the main progress of La Via Campesina since Maputo, in your view?
We have moved a bit faster in terms of our international work. The movement has grown almost many countries now are actively involved through using the emblem of La Via Campesina. Africa in particular have moved from a mere less than five movements. And now we are more than 15. We are moving towards 20. So we are covering more than 50% now of the whole of Africa as La Via Campesina there. So, and that tells a lot that even in, we are going to get a report in terms of the membership growth. I am hoping that we are growing very fast, and the message is getting straight into the enemy. That's why the enemy has also strengthened its strategy. So, but we have done our best in terms of going to our masses to alert them about this fast-changing world, which is also threatening their existence. And yes.
So, food sovereignty. It seems that food sovereignty has gained a great space in the world. So now, what should be the next step of the struggle?
Yes, we have achieved what is very much important, the psychological planting of this philosophy of food sovereignty. That is what we have so far done our best. The next step must be to deepen the operational aspects of the philosophy so that every person in the street, every person in the house, every person in the mountain must be able to develop a direct program that makes us to realize the philosophy, to live to our expectation, defending our food systems, defending our seeds production. That is what we should move on from now. For now, the philosophy has been planted within the minds of our people. Ours is to operationalize, to develop clear, communicable programs that must enhance our philosophy.
So could you describe a little bit the peasant movement in your countries? How are the peasants organized? What are their challenges?
Yeah, the struggle that is there keeps us very much active. Ours is to unite the forces together so that we have a common understanding of how the enemy prosper. We need to have a joint program, a joint approach to fight this common monsters. For now, I'm only concerned about the scatterings of our movement, but we are for the same cause, just that we approach it a bit differently, and that develops cracks, smaller cracks among ourselves. Then we are approaching the enemy as scattering, not as a stronger united force. So we need to make sure that we join hands, we develop common programs. I'm very much happy La Via Campesina have got that capacity to unite these scatterings. In South Africa, for example, we have Food Sovereignty Campaign and the Landless People's Movement, which are big organizations to can unite the struggle. So we will move on to talk to other social forces, social movements, so that we can approach the enemy as a united front.
It seems that the apartheid system in South Africa,
yes,
Has destroyed local bases, and this may have affected also the peasant organizations. We know also that land is a very big issue in South,
yes,
Africa,
yes,
that land is still in the hands of the capital, in the hand of those who were pushing for the apartheid system.
Yes.
What is the situation today?
The situation has been a bit slower. You remember that our target was to deliver 30% of the land by 2014, but we have not noticed that only 8% of that has been released, and largely in the form of cash, not necessarily in the form of physical lands. We have gained some few success in terms of letting the government reopen restitution process. So from this year, as we are noting the law, the legislation of 1913, so-called Native Land Act, it's 100 years now after that act of 1913 have been passed. So the government, and through the push by us, the landless people, and the other social forces, the government has now agreed to reopen restitution process to allow everybody who didn't have the opportunity during that period of 1994 to 1998. The process have reopened, so we are aiming that many people will now join hands so that we fast track land delivery, and we move very fast. The target of 30% has not been reached, and it was done. This target was set in 1994. We are still at a tortoise pace of 8%, which is not pleasing.
And how it's gonna work, having into consideration that land is a private resource in South Africa? How will the poor have access to land to,
yeah,
achieve the 30% that is established in this act?
Yeah, the current market reform has not assisted. The so-called willing seller, willing buyer have not assisted. We are pushing the government to intervene radically through expropriation of lands, more especially when those who are owning land are not willing to participate to land reform. So we are going to push for radical reforms, expropriation, and we will also mobilize our masses to do something. And we will even go thus far to mobilize our masses to take land if really the government does not improve its current system of willing seller, willing buyer. And we expect the government to take lands through expropriation, radical expropriation. Thank you.
Nomsa, what are the? Can you describe the peasant movement or movements in Zimbabwe? How the peasants are organized? How is the situation of the peasants in Zimbabwe?
Excuse me. English.
Okay, good. Norms has a language difficulty. We will try to interview her in another opportunity,
yes,
maybe with the help of an interpreter. Yes. We will continue with Africa Mutombeni, the leader of South African movement, landless people movement. So, Africa, what are your expectations, or what do you expect to see as results of the conference?
Yes, I expect the movement La Via Campesina to work around improving further the organizational part of it, to be much more visible in all national states. That is number one, which I'm expecting. From there, I expect that we run radical education programs so that our society can understand the world better. It's about mobilizing, organizing, and educating our masses. Basically, I will want our organization to be much more stronger in our national movements. We must run annual campaigns to communicate our issues to the enemy. And the movement have to deepen its struggle for food sovereignty. The movement have to chase the multinational corporations who are looting much of our lands. We want to have our organizations to confront this. We also have to occupy state apparatus. I expect that we occupy state apparatus to influence the policy direction in the state. We also have to deepen much international work at the level of United Nations and its organization, the departmentals, like the United Nations Human Rights Council.
The world have an understanding on the South African politics. Most of the people think that after the end of the apartheid and the election of Nelson Mandela, the government of South Africa has been helping people so much and has been following the right direction. Can you react on that?
I think this invisible enemy has been very much strong in all the countries, including South Africa, by the invisible enemy, because in the olden days we used to see the enemy being visible, but of late the capital is too invisible and it has infiltrated much of our society. So our government have tried to respond in two folds: to accommodate the poor masses in its program, while also trying to sustain the capital forces who remain stronger. That is my situation, that this invisible enemy in the form of capital is stronger even today. That's why the land reform has always been slow, because the capital have been very much stronger, influencing policy, influencing the budgetary processes, and that really our government did have a wish to deliver its people, but not to our satisfaction. We are a grant society. We rely on handouts from government. Unemployment levels have been low. The farm workers are being chased from lands, so really our expectations are not as we hope to see.
So what should be the solution for South Africa? Because during apartheid, people thought that the problem was the apartheid system, the problem was the government and the system that the former government was using. Now that we have democratic elections, we have a local and black government, it seems that the problem has not been solved at all. So, in your view, what should be the solution for a new South Africa, for the South Africa that you dreamed?
Yeah, just that South Africa is also part of the island of this global capital. So influencing local production system has been difficult because we are part of this globalized capital environment. So we are scared, not that we are not aware how we can deliver our people, but balance of forces in the globe are influencing us, and that becomes very much difficult even for a leader of Mandela state snatch. Of late, you might have realized that the ruling party is led by a fraction of people who understand mass needs, but they have always been careful in implementing true program of rural development, because the capital is always watching. It have got very big eyes to intimidate statesmen to implement what is true to their people. So I think we need to globalize the struggle also as a country, to change the society and push the capital away from influencing government policies. We have got nice policies in South Africa, but we can't implement because the capital will do what we say, regime changes. We have seen regime changes because those countries wanted to implement what is right to their people. So they will always demonize the ruling class.
South Africa has been blamed by the rest of the Southern African countries of trying to colonialize the region. How do you see it at the social movement perspective?
I think imperialization of economy is what we have noted. Our government has been doing that. But I think it is influenced by the global agenda for countries to survive under this global capitalist environment. It has to resort to such practices. But what is very important is to check whether it is benefiting people. My view is that it is a dicey thing to do, because we are doing the things which normally the enemy is doing, and that makes us unpopular with people. But then it's because of the environment we are in when we look from a capitalist economic point of view. But it tells that we were not ready to globalize as Africa, and because globalization is not benefiting poor nations, it is benefiting rich nations. So South Africa saw itself with those features. Maybe to can carry its African countries to respond to this global free market approach. But in the eyes of the poor person, really, I don't think we are benefiting. I don't know how we can reverse it. But the world is changing, and South Africa is trying to adapt to this environment.
The International Secretariat of La Via Campesina, and also the leadership to the of the movement is moving to Africa and to Zimbabwe, which it's part of the Southern Africa region. Does it tell anything to you?
Yeah, I think it will add to the agenda of our masses, the peasants, the landless people, and that will also assist much higher visibility of our organization in the region. And obviously the statesmen will learn from the visibility of the office in our area, and we are very much pleased that it's going to Zimbabwe, which is very clear in terms of its land reform program. It has responded by implementing the program which is compatible to our expectation as La Via Campesina. And I hope South Africa is the one which is lagging behind as a newborn in terms of liberation. Then I hope we are going to to realize that the time is up. The office of the people is coming closer to the borders. So I think it's a plus in terms of our struggle when it is located in Africa.
Africa, Mtombeni, would you like to say anything that we didn't ask you?
I'm just thankful to have this opportunity of sharing our multiple experiences with people from abroad. And what I can say is that this mass media must work very hard to come closer to people, because I understand that they have got a bigger audience. So I will say that it must continue doing its work and work closer with the people's movements. Thank you very much.